The following program is brought to you by Mind's Eye, the virtual newsstand.
Welcome to the Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insight knows no borders. This is Cynthia, and during this podcast, we are going to talk about improve your health and well-being with physical activity. Author Erica A. Waters, PhD, MPH, Associate Professor of Surgery, Division of Public Health Sciences at Washington University School of Medicine. We hear a lot about how physical activity is good for us, but do you know just how beneficial it can be? Many people know that physical activity can help you stay at a healthy weight and can lower your chances of developing heart disease, but it can also lower your risk of getting diabetes, having a stroke, and even developing colon cancer. Physical activity can also help lower women's chances of getting breast cancer. And besides the benefits for physical health, getting active can also help improve cognitive function among older people and mental health among people of all ages. Dr. Tom Frieden, who is the director of the Centers for Disease Control, said that physical activity is the closest thing we have to a wonder drug. Unfortunately, only about half of adults in the U.S. get enough physical activity. But how much physical activity is enough? Medical organizations recommend that adults get about 150 minutes of moderate intensity activity per week, or about 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Fortunately, not all of this activity has to happen all at the same time if you don't want it to. You could break it up into 3 10-minute sessions of activity per day and still get 30 minutes per day. For example, some people do 10 minutes of activity in the morning when they wake up, 10 minutes at lunchtime, and 10 minutes right before dinner. That's 30 minutes. If you do it every day, before you know it, you've gotten the recommended amount and you're on your way to a healthier life. In general, any amount of physical activity is better than none. And the more physical activity you get, the more your health and well-being will improve. If you don't get any activity now, start slow with 15 minutes a day and build to 30 minutes a day. If you already get 150 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity per week, try to increase the amount by another 5 to 10 minutes a day. What does moderate intensity physical activity mean? It means that you're working hard enough to break a sweat and raise your heart rate. You can also talk to another person without gasping for breath, but you're working too hard to be able to sing. There are many everyday activities that are considered moderate intensity, and there are many ways that people build physical activity into their everyday lives. For example, one person might take their dog out for a 15-minute walk twice a day. Another person might like taking a 30-minute stationary bicycle ride after dinner. Others might enjoy going out dancing with friends on weekends or playing physically active games with their children. Yard work like mowing the grass, raking leaves, and shoveling snow is also considered physical activity. After you've been engaging in 150 minutes of moderate intensity activity per week for a while, you'll begin to notice beneficial changes in your body, mind, and the way you think about yourself. Maybe you sleep better, or are in a better mood, or feel good about yourself, or able to make it up a flight of stairs without becoming out of breath. Take notice of these changes and celebrate them. The time it takes to notice changes is different for everyone, so be patient with yourself. The benefits will come with time and a little effort. Despite how easy podcasts like this make it sound to get physical activity, sometimes life gets in the way. Maybe you had a really bad day at work, or you overslept. It's important to think of strategies in advance that will help you overcome these obstacles. Maybe if you're really tired, you force yourself to walk quickly for 5 minutes, and if you don't feel better after 5 minutes, you stop. But if you do feel better, you keep going. But what happens if you've done really well getting enough physical activity for several months, but then an illness forces you to stop for a month? Or if you stop because you just don't feel like it? It's hard to get back on track, but you can do it. Start back at the beginning and do the same things you did when you first started to build physical activity into your life. Before you know it, you'll be back to your new self. At the end of this podcast, take 5 minutes and think of 2 ways that you can build physical exercise into your personal daily life. What activities will you do? For how long will you do them? Where will you do them? What obstacles might prevent you from exercising, and how do you think you can overcome them? Write this information down on a piece of paper and put it somewhere where you can see it every day. Then follow the advice you gave yourself. Your body and mind will thank you for it. Thank you for taking time to listen to the Health Beyond Barriers podcast, where your health and our insight knows no borders. Additional resources include exercise for people with low vision / blindness. Choose My Plate at www.choosemyplate.gov/physical-activity-tips. Centers for Disease Control, www.cdc.gov/healthyweight/physical_activity/getting_started.html. National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, www.nhlbi.nih.gov/health/educational/wecan/get-active/getting-active.htm. The American Cancer Society, www.cancer.org, or 1-800-227-2345. National Cancer Institute at www.cancer.gov or 1-800-422-6237. Siteman Cancer Center at www.siteman.wustl.edu or 1-800-600-3606. Dr. Erica Waters is an associate professor in the Division of Public Health Sciences at Siteman Cancer Center and Washington University in St. Louis. She is trained in social psychology and public health. Dr. Waters wants to understand how people think about health risks and how those thoughts influence their health decisions and behaviors. To accomplish this, she explores a rich variety of mental, emotional, and social factors that make it hard for people to use health information in a way that benefits them. Dr. Waters applies her research to develop programs that try to help people live a healthy lifestyle. She hopes that her work will be most beneficial to people who have limited access to financial and healthcare resources. Most of Dr. Waters' research focuses on cancer prevention, but her discoveries are also important to other health problems like diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. For more information about LAMP, visit their website at lampinterpreters.org, like them on Facebook at LAMP Interpreters, or follow them on Twitter at LAMPSTL. For more information about Mind's Eye, visit their website at mindseyeradio.org, like them on Facebook at Mind's Eye, or follow them on Twitter at Mind's Eye Radio.